Motivation beats money for job happiness. Many people believe that more money or admiration at work will bring happiness. However, these tangible rewards aren't the keys to true happiness. To see proof of this, just attend a business school reunion, where you'll often find successful professionals facing personal struggles, family issues, and even legal problems. Despite this, an unhealthy approach to using rewards at work still exists. Economists like Michael Jensen and management expert William Meckling popularized the idea that the more you are paid, the better you perform. However, our business school reunion example shows this theory is too simple. Studies even show that the hardest working people often work in NGOs, doing important work but earning very little. Understand professional satisfaction and motivation. Professional satisfaction hinges on finding work that aligns with your needs and interests. Psychologist Frederick Herzberg proposed a theory categorizing these into two types, hygiene factors and motivation factors. Hygiene factors, like work conditions, company policies, and job security, influence job dissatisfaction if they're inadequate. Conversely, motivation factors, such as promotion opportunities and rewards, drive job satisfaction. Therefore, a job with excellent conditions but lacking promotion or rewards may not be fulfilling. Job satisfaction comes not just from intellectually stimulating work, but also from a mix of what's necessary and what's inspiring. Imagine a job that challenges you intellectually but has poor management. It wouldn't make you happy, right? Combining what's needed, like good working conditions, with what's motivating, like recognition and growth opportunities, is key. Strategize for expected and unexpected opportunities. Many people have a sense of where they want to go professionally, but articulating how they plan to get there can be challenging. Career strategies generally fall into two types, deliberate and emergent. To grasp these approaches, we must consider how opportunities arise. According to Henry Mintzberg, opportunities come in forms, anticipated opportunities, which we can foresee and choose to pursue, and unanticipated opportunities. Strategies based on anticipated opportunities don't always pan out. Take Honda in the 1960s, they saw Americans loved big Harley-Davidson bikes, so they launched their own in the US, but Honda's bikes were low quality and nearly killed the company. This proves that planned strategies can fail. Everyone's seen times when nothing goes as planned. That's where an emergent strategy helps, using unexpected chances that pop up during planned strategy's execution. Honda's unplanned strategy. Honda stumbled upon a winning strategy in the US almost by accident. Alongside its larger motorcycles, the company had also shipped smaller Super Cub bikes for its employees. As Honda staff rode these bikes through the hills of Los Angeles, their presence caught public attention. This unanticipated opportunity sparked demand for Super Cubs across America. Honda then decided to focus on mass selling these smaller bikes, which ultimately rescued their American operations. Balancing careful planning with flexibility allowed Honda to seize this opportunity and steer toward success. Manage your life like a business. When we think of resources, we often focus on business-related things like assets, talent, and finances. However, this view is too narrow. To understand how we should use our resources better, we need to broaden our definition. Think about what's important to you: family connections, strong friendships, and physical health. These personal aspects of our lives are like businesses too. We invest our time, energy, skills, and wealth into them, just as we do in our professional endeavors. Like in business, our resources are limited. While we have many goals, it's important to prioritize. It's tempting to put everything into one goal, often a career. However, it's crucial to invest time and energy into other things we value. By managing how we allocate our resources, we avoid the mistake of focusing solely on our careers. Make time count. Consider how you allocate your time. Instead of automatically focusing solely on work, think about whether your current project truly deserves all your attention. Maybe spending time with your family or taking care of yourself should come first. High-achieving professionals often prioritize immediate rewards like promotions or bonuses, but these feelings are short-lived. Long-term goals, such as raising your children well, may be slower and more challenging but offer lifelong and more meaningful rewards. Family and friends bring ultimate happiness. If you're someone who thrives on achievement, you might find work highly rewarding. However, investing time in your family also pays off, though the benefits may take years to show. Neglecting these long-term priorities will hinder their growth. Relationships thrive on consistent attention and care, which can be challenging to maintain for two main reasons. Firstly, it's natural to prioritize work, especially when it promises immediate benefits like money. After a long day, it's tempting to use any free time for work tasks rather than family. The demands of work can easily overshadow thoughts of spending time with loved ones. Secondly, our closest relationships, such as family and friends, often support our career quietly, without demanding attention. However, their quiet support shouldn't be mistaken for not needing our time. Even though they may not ask for it directly, they still require our attention and presence. Relationships demand continuous effort, even when it might seem unnecessary. Some believe they can make up for neglect later, but early damage can lead to long-term issues. Research shows a child's intelligence is significantly influenced in their first year. How parents communicate then shapes their lifelong thinking. Your family needs you now, and you'll need them in the future. Neglect now risks losing their crucial support when it matters most. Intuition and empathy fuel happiness. Companies often get so focused on selling their products that they forget what customers need. Similarly, people often approach relationships the same way. Whether it's with family or in business, your main goal should always be to understand and meet the needs of others. This isn't easy. Intuition and empathy are two tools that can help. In a marriage, for instance, it works when each partner knows what's expected of them. Using empathy and intuition to grasp these expectations, though, takes practice. A man comes home to find a mess in the kitchen. He assumes his wife had a tough day and cleans up, expecting thanks. Instead, she's upset. She explains that taking care of their kids alone all day is hard. She needed him to listen, not tidy. This shows he misunderstood. Now, he'll be more sensitive to her needs. Understand relationships like a job. Think of your relationships as jobs. Ask yourself, what does my family, friend, or partner need from me the most? Take a Swedish home furnishing company IKEA as an example. They focus on quickly and affordably furnishing homes, meeting general needs rather than specific ones. By fulfilling what's needed, IKEA keeps customers loyal. Similarly, in relationships, meeting the specific expectations of loved ones ensures their loyalty. Teach kids through errors, and praise good deeds. As a parent, one of your crucial roles is to help your children become independent learners. It's not just about giving them all the information they need, but rather equipping them with the skills to learn on their own. When children face challenges like dealing with a difficult teacher, learning a new sport, or navigating social groups at school, they have opportunities to develop their values by finding solutions independently. This independence is key to their growth and learning. Introducing kids to everyday challenges early helps them develop strong self-esteem. As a parent, you might hesitate to let your children pursue goals on their own or try to shield them from mistakes. But it's crucial to let them fail sometimes. What matters most is being there to support them when they do. This way, they can learn and grow. Another key part of parenting is creating a healthy family culture based on shared values. These values serve as a guide that prepares your children for any obstacle they encounter, even as adults. Think of family culture like autopilot. Once set, it operates smoothly on its own. Promote kindness in your family. If you want your family known for kindness, emphasize its importance every chance you get. Whether you're discussing bullying with your child or praising them for showing compassion, you're shaping a culture where kindness matters most. Parenting isn't just about correcting bad behavior, it's about highlighting the good in everyday moments. By focusing on kindness consistently, your family's values will be strong enough to withstand any challenge. Integrity's slippery slope, don't compromise. Living with integrity means more than just making moral choices during big challenges. It's about consistently making the right decisions in daily life. This requires staying self-aware and avoiding the trap of thinking small. For instance, consider Blockbuster's oversight of Netflix. Blockbuster knew about Netflix but didn't see it as a serious threat. They failed to adapt their business to include DVD rentals by mail, missing a crucial opportunity. Blockbuster's downfall in 2010 serves as a stark reminder. Focusing solely on immediate costs can lead to business failure. While Netflix adopted innovation, Blockbuster clung to traditional methods and eventually went bankrupt. This cautionary tale extends beyond business. When faced with moral decisions, Rash choices can have severe consequences. It's crucial not to underestimate the impact of our decisions, whether in business or personal ethics. The danger of justifying one bad decision. Nick Leeson, a stock trader, made a fateful choice when he hit a trading loss in an unmonitored account, telling himself it was just this once. This decision backfired spectacularly. Trying to cover up his mistake led him to forge documents and deceive auditors. His actions caused Barings, the bank he worked for, to collapse with a staggering $1.3 billion loss. Leeson was arrested and the bank, after declaring bankruptcy, was sold for only £1. This shows how one small exception can lead to disastrous consequences. Key points. 1. Focus on finding work that aligns with your interests and needs for true professional satisfaction. 2. Balance planned career strategies with the flexibility to seize unexpected opportunities. 3. Invest time in family and relationships for long-term happiness and support. 4. Use empathy and intuition to understand and meet the needs of others in both personal and professional relationships. 5. Teach children independence by allowing them to learn from mistakes and promoting a culture of kindness. 6. Maintain integrity in daily decisions to avoid long-term consequences, both in business and personal ethics. 7. Prioritize long-term goals like family and health alongside career achievements for a fulfilling life.